Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, your host. And my guest today is the county legislator, Doug Bullock. And he's going to talk about what's going to be on the ballot next week pertaining to the county legislature. Hi, Doug. How's it going?
Hi, Cynthia. Doing very well. Thank you.
Good. So there's going to be a number of things on the ballot pertaining to the county legislature. Everybody seems to be focused on the top of the ticket, but there's many important issues and candidates that should be addressed before next week. So what's going on with the county legislature on the ballot?
Well, there's only one ballot proposition. It's actually a proposal, and there's only going to be one sentence for people to read, but there's going to be a lot of changes within that one sentence that people won't be able to figure out, because here's the sentence that they're going to be given. Revising the Albany County Charter for the purpose of incorporating the probation department and the Board of Elections into the Albany County Charter. So those two things were not, departments were not in the county charter. Now they'll be in the county charter. But there's a whole slew of wording changes and updates that are also in the and not mentioned in this proposal. And, you know, if I can go through them real quick, one of them is to codify the local laws and ordinances that the county passes during the year. And that'll be codified in the county charter. I think that's a positive change. A very good change. The other change that they'll be voting on is the charter revisions. Mainly for the it's actually a home rule law, and the coordination of planning and economic development, encouraging intergovernmental cooperation with cities, towns, and villages throughout the county. So I like that kind of scenario where we actually coordinate with all the municipalities what goes into the county government. And also, lastly, the changes to the wordings and the update on veto power of the county executive. County executive has 10 days to veto after the passage of a legislation, and it's going to take a two-thirds to override any veto that he makes. That's put into the county charter now and updated wording with that. So these are some of the changes that are happening. Most of the other changes are wording updates to the charter, and there's nothing on downsizing that we've been debating for over a year, two, 3 years, and there's nothing on the redistricting. Thank goodness, because we've had three redistrictings in the past 10 years. You're only supposed to have one, but we had court cases that forced us to do redistricting. So that's it in summary.
Now, what about the, you just mentioned redistricting, the downsizing. What has been decided amongst the county legislators? Is that going to be brought up again?
That can be brought up again. You know, it'll be brought up after the 2020 census. There's an automatic redistricting after each census, 10 years. And you know, it could happen at that point where we downsize, but the county legislator has decided with good reason not to downsize at this particular time, mainly because it would cause another redistricting, which, you know, I think it's bad for the people of the county because they don't know what county district they're in, and it because it changes so quickly. So if it happened again this fast, that'd be the fourth time within a 10-year period that it had happened, and right now, you know, people don't even know what county district they're in, where the lines are. They've been changing so much. So.
No. You're not on the ballot this November. When will you be on the ballot again?
Oh, another 3 years.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So, basically, if the people vote for the changes as it's written on the ballot, would that be good or bad?
I think it'd be good because it updates the county charter. And, the county charter hasn't been changed since 1993. Yeah, 1993. So it's a good update.
And what changes were made then? Do you remember?
I wasn't in there at that time, and I don't
I know
remember.
You were.
You know, what I believe happened at that time, the 39 legislators were incorporated into the charter, and probably that's the main thing that happened at that point. And, you know, the municipalities were distinctively put out for specific constituencies, and those kind of things happened at that time. But, you know, we've updated it. You know, it needed updating.
Okay. Now, with the presidential race and a number of, you know, hotly contested congressional races, you know, not too many people know about the changes to the charter. From what you've seen, have you, you know, read and listened to, has there been a lot of debate on these specific changes?
Are redistricting and downsizing you're talking about again?
No. The changes that are specific for next Tuesday. Have you seen anything in the media about, you know, informing the public about it?
No, the only ones informing the public are the League of Women Voters, and I thank them for that. I haven't seen anything in the media. I haven't seen anything on email. I haven't seen anything. I go to my neighborhood meetings and I announce it and I explain to them what's being changed. But I hope other legislators are doing that. I don't think they are either. But you know, it's going to be on there, and I encourage people to vote for it.
So actually, people are going to go in there and kind of guess their way through that specific part of the ballot then, right?
Right, because you're only going to get one sentence to vote on, and that's the sentence I read to you, and that'll be on the ballot.
Okay.
But with all the changes are, you know, most people won't know.
So will it be in back of the candidates on the other side of the page?
What candidates, Cynthia? I'm not sure your question.
The president and you know, all of the candidates that we're voting for, that'll be on one side of the page. And will this initiative be on the reverse side?
Yeah, there's a picture of the ballot. People can go to www.albanycounty.com and hit the Board of Elections, and there's a picture on the ballot of where it's going to be. What I saw, it's on the right-hand corner on the bottom. So that's where you'll find it. It'll be after the candidates.
Oh, after, on the same page, on the same side of the page. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you think because it's not well publicized that there's going to be a lot of people who will miss that and it'll kind of squeak through?
That's what I think is going to happen. Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't think many people are going to be paying attention to it.
Okay. Okay. So I'm glad I spoke to you and that you know, you brought it to light, and maybe a lot more people will be knowledgeable about that come next Tuesday. So I think the election night, Tuesday night, is going to be very interesting. What do you think, Clinton or Trump?
Well, I think Clinton has it in New York State by a long shot. The last time I saw it, she was 25 points up in New York. So in New York State, I don't think it's going to be any problem. There are battleground states that the Democratic Party and even some of the Bernie groups are going to, such as Pennsylvania. That's supposedly a battleground state, and New Hampshire and Ohio. They're sending people out there from the party and other organizations to campaign. So it's going to the election will be determined in the swing states.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Bernie built up a pretty good following throughout the country. What percentage of those people are going to vote for Jill Stein rather than Hillary Clinton?
That's really a tough question, very hard to tell. I'm scared about this. Many people aren't going to vote. That's the other alternative. I really hope the Bernie people get out there and vote. And, you know, I think that Jill Stein will get a significant percentage among the Bernie people, but she won't get a majority. I'm almost positive Hillary Clinton is going to get that significant majority from the Bernie people. But, you know, what I'm concerned about is a lot of people not voting. And, you know, I'm concerned about a really low turnout that could possibly give this election to Trump. So, you know, that's a real danger. And everybody should be encouraged to vote wherever they are. Low turnout helps the Republicans.
Right. On election night, Tuesday night, after the polls close at 9 o'clock, do you think it's going to be a long night, or do you think it's going to be decided early?
Well, I'm hoping for early, and I think it'll be, that's my guess, early.
Okay, time will tell. Thanks so much, Doug, for talking about the county legislature. You know, I'm glad that you were able to shine some light on the ballot because of those initiatives. So you've been listening to County Legislator Doug Bullock on Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes, and if you have a comment or a criticism about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany, share your thoughts. And most important, though, when you see this on social media, either retweet it or share it with somebody you know. Thanks, Doug. Have a great day. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thanks, Cynthia.